think that there's an exception written into the open meetings law to that effect.
We send, Mr. Chairman, may we send someone downstairs just to ascertain?
Who would you like to send?
I mean, there are witnesses down there, but because I was there waiting.
I volunteer to go down, Mr. Chairman.
Why don't we recess for 5 minutes? And you know how to say mea culpa?
I'd like to reflect the record. The reason I was trying to use the phone was to call witnesses down there.
We can cease the economic development here for a moment. As a courtesy, and we want to apologize for having confusion on the room notice. We've passed out 2375, 2429, and we'll, for the purposes of the audience that was here, was there anybody that on 2375 had some emergency declaration or need on that bill? We don't usually take witnesses, but for the purposes of the record, did anybody have anything that absolutely had to be said on 2375? Or anybody have anything that absolutely had to be said on 2429? Speak now, forever waive any claim of relief.
Mr. Chair, on House Bill 2375, I'd like to register my aye.
Any objection to Representative Bauman registering her aye vote on 2375? Okay.
Chairman, I'd like to do likewise.
And likewise for Representative Bowen, Representative Minnis. I vote on 2375. And Representative Mannix. Mannix, Minnis, and Bowen. I vote on 2375. No objection. Hearing none. It's ordered. Now, 2416.
Full committee. Do pass.
Full committee. Do pass.
No. Floor. Do pass.
Floor. 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 Do pass.
We are the committee.
What was the number of that bill?
Thank you.
It's Ways and Means.
Move Ways and Means. Do pass recommendation. Thank you. Question.
No amendments. Any further discussion of it?
House Bill 2614.
Correct.
2614. Any further discussion?
Since you said 2416.
No. Question. Call it.
Call the roll on 2416.
2614.
2614.
Yes.
Brian?
Aye.
Aye.
Hillary. Aye.
Clark. Aye.
Horton. Yes.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Passes. Representative Courtney, there'll be no carrier on that because that's what he means.
Correct.
2463 relating to support enforcement. Representative Courtney.
Attorney Counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2463 comes to you from the Family Justice Subcommittee and affects Oregon support enforcement laws. 2463 has three components. It gives specific rulemaking authority to the support enforcement division of the Department of Justice. It repeals a 1975 statute which gives the Attorney General authority to adopt and publish a fee schedule to provide fees for support enforcement services. The statute has not been utilized, and so therefore they want it repealed. And it also gives or allows Support Enforcement Division to give Children's Services Division information that would not otherwise be confidential to Children's Services Division when trying to locate parents who are subjects of termination of parental rights proceedings.
Further discussion.
Move do pass as amended.
There are dash two amendments.
Or do pass as amended. Any further discussion? Aye. Clerk, call roll in 2463, please.
Representative
Nob? Yes. Representative
Dowden?
Yes.
Aye.
Right.
Aye.
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 Courtney? Yes.
Yes.
Ooh.
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Mason?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
What?
Sorry, no, the other one's up.
I signed it, it's up.
2594.
Mr. Counsel.
Mr. Counsel.
Thank you.
Representative Bauman and Mr. Chair. This bill creates a new judgeship for Malheur County, a district court judgeship.
Move the floor to pass.
Floor to pass. Further discussion? This is actually Ways and Means.
Excuse me, Ways and Means. It's not even mine.
Chair, 2594. Representative Calhoun.
Is the motion to send this to Ways and Means?
It's got a subsequent referral.
That's right.
It's got
That's
a subsequent
correct.
Referral to Ways and Means.
But my question, do we have a fiscal impact on this?
Yes, we do. It should be in the file, sir.
But it's not. It's in your packet. In your material for today.
I don't find a fiscal impact on this one.
No, it's not negative. It's going to cost money. It's not negative.
I do have one from the subcommittee, and the fiscal year is 1989 and 1991. The additional cost would be $531,000, and from 91 through 93 would be $563,000.
$531,000? Can I ask a question, Attorney. Council?
Certainly.
Well, there was a concern the last time, I believe, about the number of employees that the judge was going to be allowed. And I was wondering, under this proposal, how many persons would that judge be allowed to employ?
Support staff, I believe, six. It says six FTEs. I assume that's six employees, support staff for the. What would also be done, the court would be located in Vail, Oregon. There is now currently a Justice of the Peace Court, and this court would replace it. There currently is no district court in Malheur County, and Malheur County shares a circuit court judge with Harney County. And the testimony was that the judge out there, the circuit court judge, is the busiest judge in the state of Oregon. Add to the fact that the great distances between courts out there, that I think the evidence was there was a compelling need for an additional judge.
Thank you very much, Mr. Taylor. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. If not, for the comment on the bill, we'll call the roll. 24 and 2594, amended to not amended, to Ways and Means.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Thomas? Aye. Brian?
Aye.
Calhoun?
No.
Lori?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Yes.
Aye.
Innes?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. 2415, I didn't think this came out of sub. I thought we assigned a group to work in this, but Representative Bauman, I'm...
Set it down, what ways are we going to sort it out?
Council?
Sure.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Currently, a sheriff and anyone else serving process in a civil action receives a fee of $15 for service on not more than two different parties, and an additional $15 for each additional party served. This measure would increase the fee allowed to be charged for each service of process in a civil action from $15 to $20. Also, unless two parties have lived at the same address, each additional service would require an additional $20. The bill also allows the process server to contract with a person for a fee less than $20.
And this makes us some money, I think.
It was amended in subcommittee.
Further discussion?
Question.
Representative Minutes.
For council, lines 31 and 32, were we deleting those lines also?
Yes, according to my...
You asked a question.
Okay. Did you get your... Okay, you got your question answered, Representative Minutes?
Let me take a look at it. Go ahead and get the other question.
Representative Baum, I believe, had the next question.
I have
it. Did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Representative Mannix probably can answer it. I was concerned about
the sheriff's position on this. I was kind of appreciating on the hall. Those matters were resolved with satisfaction. The sheriff's association.
I think they like the bill now. If you look at the revenue impact,
yes.
I think they like the bill. Yeah, oh, they like the bill.
We took care of it in the woodshed, Mr. Chairman.
Say that 2,346,000
What happened, though, is some of the subcommittee members were there. We went out. Other things developed. Then we came back in for a short work session, and a couple of people had a conflict and weren't there and may not have been aware that it did come back after the concerns were resolved in the hallway. May I add that there is a technical amendment made by Mr. Taylor in working with legislative counsel to just straighten out a couple of words to clarify intent, but otherwise it's as was worked out.
Usual editorial discretion. Any further discussion on the bill?
Chair. Representative Clark. Just for Representative Baum, it's my recollection, Representative Maddox, correct me if I'm wrong, that the sheriffs were particularly interested and wanted to keep the in advance language in there.
Take it back. It's gone.
But that keep that out?
In the hallway, I made it clear that we are still taking out in advance, and I had no objection. They were concerned with making sure the courts were still willing to take the paycheck, or rather the check and the papers for the sheriff, and Mr. Linden assured them that the courts had no intention of not accepting those. They simply were no longer going to officially accept them as something that's going through their accounting procedure. Instead, they're going to put them in the sheriff's box at the courthouse, and then the sheriff's people will process them. The sheriff's people thought that the courts weren't even going to accept the papers and the checks.
Aye.
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 Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Aye.
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 Yes.
Aye.
Representative Bauman?
Yes.
Who'd you like to carry that?
I would like to carry it.
Representative Bauman, carry that. Took that bill away from you, Representative Bauman?
Okay. It's your bill.
Oh, Representative, Mr. Chair, this is your bill. This is your bill. You're sitting on it all by yourself. I would like to defer.
Okay.
Perhaps you can give us some history or some literary enlightenment.
Yeah, right.
Perhaps you could carry the bill in Greek or Latin.
Yeah, in the Greek or Latin. Yeah. Put the body to sleep. Okay. 2518, speaking of putting the body to sleep, 2518 computer crime.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this bill was requested by U.S. West Communications and passed out of the subcommittee with a 7-0 vote. House Bill 2518 began as a bill which merely raised the penalty level of certain computer crimes. The proponent's testimony revealed that the purpose of the legislation was really to specify the crime of theft of proprietary information. The -2 amendments define theft of proprietary information and make violation a Class C felony. The amendments also define data to include all types of information stored in automated systems.
Further discussion of the bill? Courtney, move the bill to the floor, do pass amended. Anything further? If not, clerk call the roll on 2518.
Aye.
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 Aye. Yes.
Aye.
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 Aye. We will let the representative from IBM carry this.
Thanks.
Yeah,
that's right.
What? 2641, Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this bill was requested by a defense attorney and was passed from the subcommittee on a 7-0 vote. The bill clarifies that the Oregon Evidence Code applies during aggravated murder sentencing proceedings. The -1 legislative council amendments provide that specific instances of the defendant's prior crimes, wrongs, or bad acts may be introduced. Character evidence is considered relevant in answering the second question during aggravated murder sentencing procedures. That's it.
For the discussion of the bill, Representative Clark, you have that look.
Providing that the evidence code, I guess, what are we doing? Are we acting as a, are we excluding evidence, or are we bringing evidence in? And, I mean, give me a little bit more information, I guess, is what I'm saying.
It basically clarifies current practice. We are right now applying the evidence code, but this is just statutory clarification that we will do so. and the amendments just provide that the character evidence will be applied.
And
even I guess
what I'm saying is, we're bringing aggravated murder proceedings into consistency with other criminal proceedings. We're not creating special procedures for aggravated murder proceedings. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bauman.
If it would put Representative Clark's mind to rest at all, I had some of the same questions while we were reviewing this in subcommittee, and I'm persuaded that the testimony that we received from the Department of Justice with regard to the importance of a complete picture of defendant's criminal history and prior acts being an important aid to the jury's determination of the penalty question is a valid argument in favor of the bill.
Representative Bryan.
Mr. Chairman, just to further, this bill applies to the sentencing phase only.
That's what I was trying to clarify.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. The bill description is actually misleading.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion on 2641? Committee do pass. Were there amendments? There were amendments. Full committee do pass amendments. Any further discussion? If not, clerk, call the roll, please.
Aye.
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 Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
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 Aye. Representative Bauman, I believe you're assigned to carry that.
Yes.
If I got that right, okay. 2667, Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2667 provides that unintentional homicides resulting from intentional torture can be charged as murder, but not as aggravated murder, which requires intent to kill. The bill was sponsored by the Judiciary Committee and passed out of the committee on a 6-0 vote. The -1 Legislative Council amendments clarify that murder provision comes into play when the murder was not intentional but was committed with criminal negligence, yet the act of maiming or torture was intentional.
For members of the committee, this is one of my bills. This bill was a result of, although they were not directly involved, of that terrible situation on Clackamas County, in which the district attorney felt he could not charge murder under that torture situation because they did not think they could prove that the torture was intentional to kill. And what we're saying is that you will get into the homicide statute as opposed to manslaughter if you do engage in torture. In this terrible case, it's alleged to have been 4 days worth of it. And in this representative's mind, and I believe properly, that type of act is more than sufficient for mental culpability and should be so statutorily. That's my little speech tonight.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Courtney moves to the floor. Do pass amendment. Representative Clark.
I can't pass up the opportunity to note that more and more with the murder and aggravated murder statutes, what we're doing is, in a whole lot of ways, what common law did 75, 80 years ago.
Yeah,
it was your floor speech the other day, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm delighted.
May I ask, just for clarification, because we have done a lot of examination of the aggravated murder statute.
This is murder.
I understand, yeah. And I just want clarification that it seems to me, and I realize, Mr. Chair, that you just explained this. What we are doing is creating something which does not fall within ORS 163.095, which defines aggravated murder in Section 1, Sub E. The homicide occurred in the course of or as a result of intentional maiming or torture of the victim.
That's aggravated language you're reading, isn't it?
We've just
how
deleted
could
that.
Someone, no, the question is, it is possible that death would result as an unintentional result. But I have difficulty seeing the situation where maiming or torture would be unintentional.
or where that would ever be a successful defense, and I want to make sure that the committee is not creating a sham. Is the problem here that the interpretation of 163.095 sub 1 sub e is that the word intentional implies to maiming and not to torture?
Well, this was the focus of our concern during the committee deliberations. If you look at the aggravated murder statute, 163.095 says aggravated murder means murder as defined in 163.115, and then adds that the homicide occurred in the course of or as a result of intentional maiming or torture of the victim. You go back then to the murder statute, 163.115, and you've got criminal homicide constituting murder under A, intentionally. It's committed intentionally. B, it is committed by a person who is, I'm going to say, reckless. That's foreign. It's a felony murder doctrine type listing. And under there, you've got a bunch of characteristics. Then you move to C. C is a separate category of criminal homicide constituting murder. C is often, in fact, I misread this during committee deliberations, thought of as being among all those earlier categorizations. C is a separate category. Under the statutory scheme, then, if you commit a criminal homicide, it moves up to murder if the homicide was committed with criminal negligence and death occurred in the course of as a result of intentional maiming or torture. That's what we're saying. Criminal homicide moves up to murder. Now, I still have some conceptual difficulties here. On the aggravated murder side, you have to have murder, and then it says the homicide occurred in the course of or as a result of intentional maiming or torture of the victim. You have similar language there. I'm jumping back in here saying, well, we've got that clarification, but we dropped the rest of that language under the amendments. And I'd like the district attorneys again to tell us how we've jumped into it. We've got an intentional maiming or torture of a victim committed with criminal negligence. That they were trying to tell us before was, well, if you were negligent, you didn't really intend to kill, but you intended to maim or torture, and you're negligent, then it becomes murder. If you intended to maim or torture we can show you also intended to kill, then it becomes aggravated murder. And looking at it again, I'm still wondering if the folks who went out in the woodhouse on that one did it right.
Well, Representative Mannix, I wasn't there on that day for the work session. I'm going to have to defer to counsel. I do know where I wanted to go on this bill, and I do know there was a gap, as far as I was concerned, there was a large gap in the law that somebody could torture someone for 4 days and still only be charged with manslaughter because it wasn't to kill them. I was offended by that, and I think it represented. Can I have counsel, can you help?
Chair, I believe technically the bill does what you want it to do, technically. Yes. If there are problems with the wording, it can be worked on further.
May I ask?
I'm sorry, Representative Clark, then Representative Baum.
I'm just going to point out that perhaps the obvious that we're going in a circle because you define murder in 163.115. You then bootstrap in, by definition, to the aggravated murder statutes by saying that aggravated murder is murder as defined in 163.115 and torture or maiming. And then you go back to the bill that we're getting ready to vote on, and it says, except that the homicide is murder, da, 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 the paragraph does not cause the murder to become aggravated murder. And we've just done a pirouette.
Mr. Chairman?
I think so.
The real problem is this, and we can clarify it very easily. They meant to say, you've got an intentional killing under A, you combine it with maiming or intentional torture under C, and those two together can be aggravated murder. So really all you need to do is go back to the aggravated murder and say the homicide occurred in the course of and as a result of intentional maiming or torture of the victim and meets the requirements of ORS 163.115.1A. I intended to torture you and I intended to kill you. That's aggravated murder. I intended to torture you and I was reckless about it and killed you, and that's murder.
Right. I understood, but that's not what this bill does.
Well, we can make the technical amendment on that other page to fit in A.
Do you feel,
or send it back,
Zucker? Do you feel comfortable with that? I mean, I wasn't here for the work session. I was stuck up there with that ice, and I
Do I have the amendments? Wait a minute. On page 2, line 16. Ah, wait a minute. Okay. Council's got it straightened out. I'm still looking at the unmarked bill.
Bill, so.
We're saying 163115 A or B now on the aggravated murder part. And that gets us into A and B. Okay, so you have to have A or B with C to make it aggravated murder.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Boy.
It's all right.
I move the floor, do pass recommendation, Mr. Chair.
Clerk, please call the roll.
No.
Aye. Yes.
Aye. Back to me. Come back to me, would you?
Yes.
No.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
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 Aye. I don't know.
I'll carry that. Well, speaking of torture,
comes the next step.
2713.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2713 with the dash 3 Legislative Council amendments provides supersiting authority for medium security correctional facilities. House Bill 2713 provides that the Department of Corrections choose a location for a facility capable of accommodating up to 2,500 medium security inmates and 500 minimum security inmates. The department will promulgate rules to establish criteria for the facility's location. House Bill 2713 sets forth the siting procedure. I believe most of the committee is pretty familiar with this bill. The bill passed out of the subcommittee on a 7-0 vote.
Representative, do pass. As amended, with due pass.
As amended. Representative Calhoun.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I see you anticipated my desire to have a couple words on this. Just to save the bullets, I think, are wasted for the floor. There's a little memo that came from, was faxed to me today from one of the individual citizens, not a member of the government, who wanted to testify before the committee when we heard this bill.
Is that Mr. Sullivan?
It's Mr. Sullivan, and he was
my former boss, a nice guy.
Okay, he was unable to do so, and he's, I think, pretty much with me on this. He has a great deal of experience in the background in the area. I would certainly defer to him. You might want to look at that prior to casting a vote, just to give us both sides of the issue. All I want to do as a person that was in fourth grade when Watergate hit is just read Article 1, Section 1 of our Oregon Constitution, which Representative Edmondson was so good to bring to my attention. And it just states that we declare that all men, when they form a social compact, are equal in right, that all powers inherit in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. And they have at all times a right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they think proper. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion or motions on the bill?
I also, Mr. Chair, pointed out several other provisions of the Constitution, which I'm sure as Representative Calhoun proceeds through the articles he'll reach.
Let me,
okay. Oh, let me take it.
Chair,
let me.
I could make one of the
yes,
comments.
Certainly, Representative Calhoun.
I have stated my desire to file a minority report on this bill to most of the members of the committee. I do have a desire to do so. Obviously, according to committee rules, I need two people to come onto that report. I just wanted to state that for the record.
What does that mean? What is what?
Nothing. Sorry.
Well, he's looking for another vote. I mean,
thinking out loud. Yeah.
Representative,
doesn't have to be a positive or negative
vote. Calhoun, I would still give the notice. Don't, notwithstanding, you might, you know.
I'm sort of counting on an 11-1 vote, Mr. Chair, but if there's a second vote, I'll okay. Make certain to give the notice.
Again, I want to acknowledge Mr. Sullivan's letter. The first letter to me was addressed, Dear Tom, but now he's tightened up and he's gotten formal on me. There's probably no better expert in land use than the state of Oregon. Any further discussion on 2713 amended? If not, clerk, call the roll. Do pass.
Aye.
Ryan. Aye.
Calhoun.
Oh.
Lori.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
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 Mr. Chair.
Representative Flyer.
Are we finished with 2641? Or are we finished with 2713?
Unless you have something
to
say.
No, I have nothing to say on 2713.
Representative Calhoun.
Yes, I'll carry the bill.
No, I mean, were you giving your notice?
I don't think I have the votes to be able to file an order report, Mr. Chair, so notice would be futile at this point.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Clark. And,
I think I can do what I'm getting ready to do, and I'm looking for guidance from the Chair on this. On 2667, the aggravated, or the,
yes,
the murder bill, being on the prevailing side, I'd like to make a motion for reconsideration.
Representative Clark moves reconsideration of 2667. Representative Clark, you want to explain your motion, please?
I do. With great respect to the committee chair and the committee members, I'm disturbed by the process by which we just passed that bill out. I'm 75% comfortable that we're doing what we mean to do. Other members are more